The return of the six members of the French Zoe's Arc charity follows a request Thursday by the French government for them to be repatriated and to serve out their sentences in France. Since France's justice system does not deliver sentences of forced labor, the six charity workers may have their sentences reduced or commuted. The six were convicted of trying to kidnap 103 African children and bring them to France. The charity adamantly denies the charges, arguing it had wanted to save Sudanese orphans from war-torn Darfur, just across Chad's border. But an inquiry by international agencies found that most of those children were neither orphans nor Sudanese. France Info Radio reported Friday that lawyers representing the children's families want the charity to pay nearly $9 million in damages and interest before the six French are allowed to return home. Jocelyne Lamilan, lawyer for the families of the 103 children, said the money was nothing at all for Zoe's Arc. If the charity didn't pay up, she told the radio, its members should stay in Chad. The six charity workers were arrested in October, just as they were about to fly the children to France. 11 other Europeans, the flight crew and reporters who had been with them, were repatriated shortly after. On Wednesday, a Chadian court sentenced the French workers to 8 years of forced labor. A Sudanese and a Chadian, accused of being accomplices, were sentenced to 4 years in jail. Two other Chadians were acquitted. The case has sparked protests in Chad and comes at a delicate time. The European Union is to send troops to Chad to protect refugees fleeing the violence in nearby Sudan. French troops are to make up the bulk of that force. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.